Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Parshas Hayelech. It's Hashem, a very, very special Shabbos. Let me share with you some thoughts as we come to this day. I had a good friend who was a businessman, and he was complaining a little about some of the difficulties he has with the uncertainties of being a business in these very trying times. I'd like to share with you what I shared with him, a story from the Megala Amukais, one of the great Hasidish Gedolim, who tells the following story. He says he once had a Din Torah between two people, amazing Din Torah. He said Reuven was sitting and learning, he was spending his whole day learning. How did he support himself? At night, he would bake some wafers, some breads, rolls, and in the morning, he would sell them, and then he would go learn. That would be his parnos. Shimon was a wealthy man who observed what Reuven was doing, and he went over to him. He said, look, how much money do you make already from these rolls? He said, Chamesha Adumim, the most I make in one week is five Adumim, whatever coin that was. The wealthy man said, look, I'll give you six Adumim a week. I'll give you six of them a week. And you go, just sit and learn. Don't spend your time with this patchkering. He said, it's a deal. He went, sit and learn. 3 weeks later, Shimon sees that Reuven's again selling his rolls in the morning. He says, why? I'm paying you not to. Reuven says, no, I decided I'm going to give you your money back. I don't want the deal. Shimon said, well, we already had an agreement. And it came to the Torah by the Megala Amukais. Reuven said the following. He said, you know, all the years, every night I came home, I made a dough. I davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom that the dough should come out just right. Shouldn't turn sour. It shouldn't be too hard. And then I shaped my rolls and I put them in the oven. And I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rolls should bake just right. They shouldn't get too overbaked. They shouldn't be too underbaked. They should be just right. And then I took the rolls in the morning and went out and I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me find some customers. Let me find customers quickly so I can make it to the Beis Medrash. And I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tears in my eyes. When I made the dough, when I put it in the oven, and when I went out to sell it. Now you're giving me my six adumim a day, a week, and I don't have that. I'm missing that connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So I want off from the deal. I have to go back to be connected to the Bayriel. How he paskened in the Din Torah is not known to me. However, the message is an incredible message. When it comes to Parnosa, sometimes when a person is less confident in his parnasa, and it makes him turn to the Rabbeinu Shlomo more, it's a treasure that he should seize upon and recognize the value of it and the connection he has to the Bayrei Olam. Le'nishbar v'nidkeh Hashem le'sivzeh. Big cloud. Somebody who turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a broken heart, Hashem doesn't ignore his call. We know that the Oren HaKadosh was hidden by the King Yeshayahu at the end of the first bayis. Where did he hide it? So the Gemara says, Belishchas HaEitzim. What's that? Belishchas HaEitzim is one of the four large chambers in the Azara. And that was a place where the wood was kept. It wasn't only kept there, it was checked there. Wood brought in the Mizbeach had to be free of any worms or bugs that are on it. And people would check it. Who would check it? Chazal say that the Kayanim Balei Mumin, Kayanim who were not eligible to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, they would go instead there to check the wood. Why was the Aron hidden there? It seems like a very incidental place. The answer is that these Kayanim, they were handicapped people. They had some type of injury, some type of a born malformation. They had broken hearts. They were rejected from doing the Avodah. There was no fault of their own. They were handicapped individuals who are made ineligible. All their brothers and cousins, everyone else goes to do the Avodah. They're not eligible. I'm sure many of them were upset about it. You want me to come now and be the Shamus and check for worms? No, no, no. There were some who came. There are some who, despite the Lev Nishbar, despite the disappointment, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're pushing me away, but I'm coming close. I'm coming close to you anyway. I'm going to go do what I'm eligible to do. People with a Lev Nishbar who said, I'm going to push and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the ones who checked the wood in the Dira Eitzim. The Dira Eitzim was a very holy place. It was made Kaddish not because it was inherently Kaddish, but by the people that were there. The Aron sat in the Kodesh HaKodeshim for over 800 years. Now, it had to be hidden. Where was it hidden? In the place of the broken hearts. In the place of the Yidden, who had difficulties, who had challenges, and nevertheless pushed and talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it was. What a lesson. The Chafetz Chaim met the Gerer Rebbe at Knesiyah Gedolah. And the story, as it's reported, is that the Chafetz Chaim asked him about the Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. Torah says, go after Hashem. He said, we know that there are two words for achare, achar, for after, either achar or achare. Sometimes it says achare hadvarim ha'ela, and sometimes it says achar, achar kach. Achare is at a distant time, rachik, distant. Achar is right behind. The ayel achar, b'svach, b'karnavu, is nearby. So, Frechtach of a Chaim to get a Rebbe. Why does it say achare Hashem elekechem telechu? You should say achar, go close to Hashem. What do you mean go distant from Hashem? And the Gerer Rebbe told him, Dafka, those who feel they're distant from Hashem, they're the ones that are close to Hashem. Those that think they're Kodesh Baruch Hu right behind him. No, no. Acharei Hashem elekechem telechu. Those who feel distant, they're the ones who are truly close. The Lev Nishbar of the Nidke. The interesting halacha in Hilchas Melicha, Siman Ayin Beis, actually it's a Gemara. We shouldn't argue about how to explain it. The Gemara says about the heart that Lev Shiava Leibola, that the Lev is very smooth and it's not Bileya, it doesn't absorb easily. According to Amad Yamrit, even if you cook it without Melicha, the meat of the heart doesn't absorb dam. The Lev is Shiava Leibali. The Lev is smooth and it's not Bileya. Rashi in Vayikra, Perkava Pasigir Aleph brings that they used to smear the when they went to battle and they had shields, they used to smear the shields with oil so that if somebody would strike it with a sword, it would slip right off. The sword would slide off and the person would lose his balance. So too, the heart of a person is smooth and things bounce off of it easily. Techacha, ridicule, rather rebuke, slides easily off of the heart. A person doesn't easily take to being corrected, to being rebuked. Doesn't take musar easily. What's the eitzah? What do you do to a heart if you want to salt the heart and you want that it should affect it? So in halach it says you cut it. You kareya, you cut the heart, kareya haleva balchai. You cut the heart and then you salt it. The same thing with the heart of a person. Lev nishbar, if the heart is broken, it absorbs. Then it absorbs techacha. Person has to be willing to look at whatever challenges he might have in his life and come with a disappointment, the lev nishbar, and say, oh, now I'm ready to talk to Rabbi Nishalayim. Now I'm ready to communicate with him. I see how much I need him. Lev nishbar v'nidke alakim leisiv. That's the message. The message coming to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The more we feel unworthy, acharei Hashem lekechem telechu, the more distant we feel, the more we could yearn to be close. The more Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur could provide a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we feel that everything is fine, we go through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur every year, we make it. We don't feel that need to become closer, then we're lost. Without the late Nishba V'Nidke, well, what do you have? What do you have? Everything bounces right off of you. So easy, really easy to be laid back, to just not take it the right way. Lev nishbar v'nitke. Try to feel the lev nishbar v'nitke. And if that happens, you'll do well. And so, speaking to you myself, with the lev nishbar v'nitke, afraid of Rosh Hashanah Rachmanis on us, the coming year is a year of challenge. And we need so much to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezos Hashem. Let's hope, acharei Hashem alakechem teleichu, and we'll feel ultimately the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from feeling the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing you all an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos Tshuva, a time of real Tshuva, a time of closeness, a meaningful Yom HaKippurim. May we be zeichet to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, close to His Torah. May we be zeichet to feel the sweetness of His Torah, sweetness of His learning, Torah. And Yitz Hashem, that will bring for us a wonderful year of Tavshin Pei Gimel. A guten Shabbos to one and all.